Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know things are bad when you are willing to pay $85 million just to get rid of somebody. That's what happened when Russell Wilson, it was announced the Broncos are going to release Russell Wilson and eat that dead cap money on one of the more colossal mistakes that we've seen in recent memories in the NFL. Today, I'm going to talk about how Russell Wilson has gone from a beloved figure coming out of college to basically one of the biggest con artists in the NFL, and why it's ended out this way with him. And his career is not over. He's going to end up somewhere else on the cheap. But we're going to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about the mistake that was the Denver Broncos bringing him on board. That is the topic of today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also a reminder, you can get the most detailed inside information and analysis from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. Folks, it'll get you not only through the remainder of free agency, the draft, but all the way through next football season. So the best deal that we've got going, LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Appreciate you joining us and supporting us. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. But the best deal that we have is the scouting season offer. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. You often get players associated, quarterbacks associated with, well, how many Super Bowls have they won? Like, they won this. He brought a Super Bowl to Seattle. No, he didn't. He was the quarterback on the team. Yeah, I said, well, you didn't say that about Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. It's because those guys were the overriding factor for them winning. Patrick Mahomes is an overriding factor why the Chiefs are winning Super Bowls. Tom Brady was an overriding factor why the Patriots have won. And so on and so forth. There are other players, of course, but he's the overriding factor. Russell Wilson was never that in Seattle. It was about the defense. It was about how they played around him. They won when they ran the football and took the ball out of Russell Wilson's hand and utilized the deep ball play action, which is a very easy throw when you've got overloaded boxes. But that wasn't enough for Russell Wilson. Being a teammate was never good enough for Russell Wilson. For Russell Wilson, it's always has been and always will be about me. What is it about me? Now, listen, I am always hopeful that somebody can change. And perhaps, maybe he will be humbled, although getting the money still given to him maybe won't humble him. We'll see. But he is one of the more interesting guys. A lot of guys. It's not about the money getting money. They deserve the money because the market dictates what they get. And it's not their fault that they're making the money. That's great for them. And it's not even, well, he didn't earn it. Well, you know what? Did he go out there, play poorly? Yes. I think he did minimally what he was asked to do, effort-wise. And, again, that's on the team, not him. The biggest issue with Russell Wilson is his lack of being a good teammate, being essentially what people that have played with him have called him a con artist. Biggest con artist in the NFL is the cult that people in the league have referred to him as, that worked with him and played with him. Let me just tell you, players don't refer to teammates negatively. To have multiple guys in Seattle, multiple guys in Denver, players, not just front office or people like that, call him a con artist, says an awful lot. Look, when you look at the regression of him as a player, it directly was correlated to when they wanted, he demanded that the offense go come around me. They weren't winning, but let Russ cook, remember that? The more they let Russ cook, the more the meal got burnt and tasted poorly, because that's not what he is. He wanted to be, always considered himself the superstar quarterback, but without the talent, without the ability, without the results going to two Super Bowls, more about him just being there and being a caretaker to the run game and the defense, and less about what he did. He did enough to not mess it up, but that wasn't enough for him. Winning wasn't enough for him. He wanted to be the guy. They made the colossal mistake, Seattle did, in their loss to the Patriots by putting the ball in Russell Wilson's hands. Should have put it in what got him there, the running game, and they probably would have two Super Bowls. And he'd be talking about two Super Bowls, but that's not enough. He wanted to win where he gets the credit. Much like I talk and criticize at Jerry Jones as an owner for wanting to be the reason and wanting to get the credit, the ego is what sullies the whole atmosphere in the organization. That's what Russell Wilson has done as a player. Con artist comes from the fact that there are two different types of Russell Wilsons. One,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That acts a certain way when the cameras are on, and one that acts a certain way when the cameras are off. He's a red carpet. Listen, God bless him. Personal life is what your own. You marry a superstar, you know, singer. That's wonderful. But that's who he considers himself. He considers himself this superstar guy, but more than a quarterback. Yet he plays the role, oh, I love Denver, I love Seattle and all that stuff. Yet he does the complete opposite when the cameras are not around. Having an own office away from the facility, not wanting to associate with teammates because, of course, his teammates are beneath him. He's on one level and his teammates are the other. Despite the fact that he wasn't the superstar guy. Look, Tom Brady was a superstar. Patrick Mahomes is a superstar. Peyton Manning was a superstar. But they were the best teammates. They were the guys that mingled and interacted with their teammates just like one of the other guys. He's someone that is the complete opposite. He played good football in Seattle. But the more it got into him, the offense ran through him, it became problematic. The Denver Broncos, who have been historically under John Elway's general managership, and let me say this, I think John Elway, in fact, in the era of Joe Montana and Dan Marino, and great, I thought John Elway was the best quarterback I've ever seen. As a general manager, I thought he was awful. So, well, but he won two Super Bowls. The defense ran the defensive coaches picked the Von Millers and built that defense. John Elway wasn't in it. John Elway had his hand in the quarterback decisions. He got Peyton Manning. He recruited Peyton Manning. It's not like he unearthed Peyton Manning from the draft. He recruited him, and he did a good job and deserves credit for that, because without him, they don't win. Even though Peyton's last Super Bowl was mainly because of the defense carrying him, Peyton Manning played great for Denver the time he was there. John Elway, I don't know anybody, and he's finally out of the organization, thank goodness. No one made more mistakes, Brock Osweiler, and I'm going to go on and on. We'd have a four-hour show going over all the mistakes that John Elway made in evaluating quarterbacks, which is really the only thing he ever did. The coaches and the personnel department ran the draft outside of making the quarterback decisions. And that's the one thing that John Elway completely screwed up. He was behind, even though he wasn't quite as involved in being pushed aside a little bit. He was the guy they turned to. I don't know why you'd listen to it. And again, the Denver media and the fan base is had their head up that John Elway's ass for so long that no one, football people knew it, outside of football people, no one really could see this. But he made mistake after mistake after mistake. The last guy I wanted being involved and weighing in on who the quarterback should be is John Elway. Now, again, the fans and the media, well, who better than John Elway? I mean, he's John Elway. Just about anybody that knows how to evaluate players is who you'd want.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He was behind Russell Wilson. He could be the do for us what Peyton Manning did. With, again, not understanding anything about it, what a disaster it was. It was one of the worst moves we've seen an organization make. And it's led to this move of $85 million in dead money. The new ownership in Denver realized that this was a problem very early. And it's the reason why Sean Payton was brought in. Sean Payton is one of the great teachers of quarterbacks. But, you know, when Drew Brees, future Hall of Fame quarterback, again, the franchise in New Orleans, the main reason, even more than Sean Payton, that they won a Super Bowl in New Orleans, was the ultimate teammate. Again, the complete opposite of Russell Wilson. Wilson arrived in Denver with all the fanfare, just like in Seattle, plenty of stories how he manipulated things behind the scene. Players in Seattle felt like he was above the team. It became that way in Denver. New ownership picked on that up very quickly. Brought in Sean Payton to clean up this mess. And we saw how that played out. Now, Sean Payton comes from the Bill Parcells school. Doesn't like celebrity quarterbacks. And he came in, and Sean's ego thought, I'm going to take that celebrity quarterback out of him and I'm going to humble him. Not going to humble Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's about Russell Wilson and is about his money. He had the organization over the barrel. He'll turn 36 next season. He is not someone that's going to be the answer for a lot of folks. He is someone that I think has you have to be careful and understand what you're bringing into the locker room. I've heard people talk about he'd be great to mentor a young guy. He is not. The last guy you want a young quarterback to learn from is Russell Wilson. You don't want to do things like Russell Wilson does it. I think there's value in Russell Wilson in that he can come on the cheap for a new team because Denver is going to be paying 98% of his salary this year.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I think there's always that idea that you can catch lightning in a bottle and maybe this is the answer, but this is a buyer beware situation. Russell's kind of made his own bed. And look, I can remember Russell, NC State, Wisconsin, coming into the league and somebody that, you know, played with a little bit of a flair. That's what he's about. He's the ultimate flair. You know, in Texas, they call it all head, no cattle. Nothing describes Russell Wilson better. He is all flair, no substance. No substance in terms of character. No substance in terms of leadership. No substance in terms of being a teammate. And, you know, he's not even one of the elite gifted quarterbacks. He's just a good quarterback that if he did all the things well, and we've seen it at times have some success, not nearly enough consistently, he's a guy you can win with. But at this stage of his career, where he's been emboldened by the money he's been given, oh, he's going to want to maybe prove himself. And let's hope that if he goes to the Raiders or somewhere else, that he can be maybe emboldened to prove that he's a winner, that he's the reason. The problem is he's got to go with a team that's really good. I don't know that he can be a starter for a team that's really good because a team that's really good probably has a good starter. And I don't know that his ego can handle being a backup. He's going to be the guy that wants the center of attention. And so, and he's going to do it. And this is why he's considered the con artist. This is where the con artist comes in. He doesn't come across in the media. He comes across as the nicest, most genuine guy publicly. I mean, he has got the media fooled. He has got fans fooled. The people that truly know him know what he's all about. So it's buyer beware with him. Tough, I know, and it's harsh comments. It's the reality, and this is where it's gotten him to this point. I think it's an absolute joke to even consider him a Hall of Famer. People have. I don't think he's borderline. I don't at all. I don't even think he's anywhere near that. I think that's a slap to the people that are in the Hall of Fame personally. If he goes on and he maybe is humbled and emboldened to do something different and conduct himself differently, and he can go on to maybe lead a team and maybe win a Super Bowl, then absolutely. Then I think you'd put him in that category. I just don't believe he has that in him because, again, I think it's more about me and not about we when it comes to Russell Wilson. A reminder, you can get the best inside information and analysis. This is the type of stuff we can give you that the media can't give you because they're on the outside looking in and trying to get information. This is the result of experiences of working in the league with these teams and knowing how things work and knowing different things about the players, teams, coaches, and schemes within the NFL. That's what we provide for you at LandryFootball.com, as well as the X's and O breakdown, the personnel breakdown, LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. Try it out for a month, try it out for 6 months. But our scouting season offer is the best deal that we've got going. LandryFootball.com. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.